Wow. That was... You said that so quietly.
Yeah. I did.
It's true, though. I mean, yeah, you should brush your teeth. Yeah. It's pretty gross if you don't brush your teeth.
Mm-hmm. If you think about it, it's really gross. Don't forget.
One of the guys in my office, I, like, almost... Because we all sort of switch around desks, and I almost sat in his desk. Because... Mm-hmm. My boss told me to sit in his desk, but I was like, I can't do this because he has one of those keyboards where the ASDF row, like, cluster, like, the half keyboard is like, separated.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really weird. I can't do that. And my boss was like, oh, did you get tired? Does it smell over there? He keeps shoes in his desk. And I was like, what? Why would you put me in a desk where there are shoes in the desk? But it's okay. It was fine. They were clean shoes. It's still weird to keep shoes in your desk, though. You know?
In your desk?
Like in a drawer.
In a drawer?
Yeah.
Shoes in a drawer?
Shoes in a drawer. He had like a pair of loafers in a drawer.
Him.
Same.
Also, aerate your shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly. Anyway. Anyway, enjoy the next song.
Yeah.
/ after that. The Robot here on WMFO. I will see you all in a couple weeks because I won't be here next week, but Amy and Melissa will be
in Chicago.
We'll be taking over. Yeah, I'll be in Chicago visiting Arabella, who is listening right now and probably is one of like 5 people.
Hi, Arabella.
Yeah. Let me see. No, we have a grand total of... Oh my god, we have 9 listeners right now.
Almost 10.
Really exciting. Almost 10. Yay. Yeah, okay. Anyway, enjoy my last song. See y'all later here on WMFO Medford.
most, I most feared I had a good day.
Sleeping all alone, Lord, I miss you. dream. Lord, I'll miss you time. I've been waiting in the hall, been waiting on your call. Your phone rings, it's just a friend of mine to see. Hey, what's the matter, man? We're gonna come around at 12 with some Puerto Rican girls. It's just time to meet too. We're gonna bring a case of wine.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
Calling 47th Street,
Liza
speaking.
Yes, do you have tennis ball machines there?
No.
Oh, you don't. Do you have any kind of bungee rope or something?
Bungee rope?
Right.
No, we don't.
Do you have any cleats, like golf cleats?
We have golf cleats? Yes, we do.
Okay, would it be possible for me to come in there and have one of the gentlemen that works there put on a pair of golf cleats and, like, just kick me around the f***ing store and like, step on me in front of the people there?
Would you say that again? I didn't hear you. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, would you say that again? I didn't hear you.
Yes, I wanted to know if you have golf cleats there.
Yes, we do.
Okay, is it possible then to come in and just try them on, see if they fit well?
Yes? No, say what you said in the beginning.
Yes, I want to know if I, because everywhere I go, they don't seem to fit well, and I just want to make sure I get a proper fit.
Your hands Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound-chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle, simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Turned away and said, once I loved, but love is dead. And I whispered, sometimes love is only sleeping. She said, I cannot cry, and I cannot give or feel or even try. And her voice was hard and cold. Then her sweet young face looked old, and I whispered, sometimes love is only sleeping. Through the endless days and nights, she could not help but wrap herself in sorrow.
Sorrow.
Through the endless days and nights, we waited for a shining new tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Love was sleeping. Her eyes as it mingled with our sighs, and she whispered, sometimes love is only sleeping. And she whispered, sometimes love is only sleeping.
One, two, three. I'm living the life of dreams. I'm living the life of dreams with good people all around me. I'm living the life of dreams. I'm feeling hopefully, feeling quite hopefully with good people all around me. I'm feeling hopefully. Shines bright all through the night, and our dreams are making us nice stories. And my loves are well, sleeping just right. And I know now that we're living the life of dreams, living the life of dreams. With good people all around, we're living the life of dreams, 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 dreams.
Mm-hmm. Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Seems it didn't even Get it